Brought to you by Lowe's Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Main City. You can get everyday low prices on Sturman, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. Today's WFIW, WOKZ local Area 11 forecast is calling for sunny skies with a high near 92. I'm Jeremy Smith reporting the news. Fairfield Memorial Hospital's Horizon Healthcare Clinics in Fairfield, Sisney, Grayville, and Carmike are offering school and sports physicals at no out-of-pocket expense through September the 1st. Fairfield Memorial Hospital's Horizon Healthcare Clinics are located at 213 Northwest 10th Street in Fairfield, 413 Park Street in Sisney, 319 West Commerce in Grayville, and 1103 West Main in Carmike. Call 842-4617 to schedule an appointment or for more information. Walk-ins are always welcome at all four locations. Fairfield, Sisney, and Carmike Clinic locations are open Monday through Friday and accept walk-ins from 9 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. Horizon Healthcare Grayville Medical Clinic is open Tuesday through Thursday from 9 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. and accepts walk-ins. You do not have to be a patient of Horizon Healthcare to take advantage of this offer. The dates for sports and school physicals offered during school registration are as follows. North Wayne will have registration tomorrow from 2 until 6 p.m. at each of their four schools. For questions about registration, contact your school office or the district office. Frontier Community College will be on Wednesday, August 10th from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. and NCOE Friday, August 12th from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. For more information, contact Horizon Healthcare at 842-4617. More news right after this break.
Horizon Healthcare Medical Clinic is committed to delivering the best primary health care to all ages. From infant to geriatric, Horizon Healthcare is there for you at every stage of your life, offering care at four convenient locations, Fairfield, Carmike, Grayville, and Sisney, so you can enjoy exceptional care close to home. For more information on services or to make appointments, call 618-842-4617. Horizon Healthcare, caring through a lifetime.
Hi, I'm Abby Lawson, an Everjones Financial Advisor. Our firm provides for the needs of individual investors in our communities, and I'm pleased to announce that I'm now serving Fairfield investors from a new convenient location at 1411 West Main. We can help you prepare for retirement, plan for education expenses, and work toward your financial goals. Talk to us at 618-842-4696 or visit everjones.com to learn more. Everjones, member SIPC.
And now the rest of the news. There will be a Beyond the Call of Duty event held tomorrow at 3:30 p.m. in downtown Fairfield at 305 Court Street. Beyond the Call of Duty is a 501c3 nonprofit organization dedicated to raising awareness of first responders lost in the line of duty and to support the families and communities of the fallen. The Fairfield Swimming Pool will be closing on Tuesday, August the 9th, at 5 p.m. for the swimming season, and will then be open the weekend of August the 13th and 14th from 1 until 5 p.m. at the final public swimming base. Private pool parties will be held as previously scheduled. The Fairfield Public Pool will be holding free swim days on Friday, August the 5th from 1 until 5 p.m., sponsored by the Fairfield Elks Club, Saturday, August the 6th from 1 until 5 p.m., sponsored by Gordy and Diana Toombs, and Saturday, August the 13th from 1 until 5 p.m., sponsored by the Kiwanis Club. Fairfield First Baptist Church is holding Vacation Bible School for children age 3 through 6th grade through Thursday, August the 4th. A light meal will be served at 5:30 with classes starting at 6. Family night will be on Friday, August the 5th, with a program at 6 p.m., followed by a cookout and inflatables. Call 842-3764 or email fbcfairfield@gmail.com if you have any questions or need further information. New Beginnings is holding Vacation Bible School from 6 until 8 p.m. through Friday, August the 5th. Parents are invited to join at 11:30 a.m. on Saturday, August the 6th for worship and to stay afterwards for lunch. There will also be a Water Fun Day from 1 until 3 p.m. This year's theme is On the Case. Due to high water, the city of Olney is declaring a no-wake zone for all portions of East Fork, Bora, and Verner Lakes for the next 72 hours. This no-wake is set to expire at noon on Friday, August the 5th. Johnsonville Community Days, sponsored by the Johnsonville Riverton Club, will be held August the 5th through the 7th. On Friday, August the 5th, the feature is the truck and tractor pool and bingo. Saturday events will include the 5K, the truck, car, motorcycle, and tractor show, a mud bog, and farm follies. Entry fee for the truck, car, motorcycle, and tractor show is $10, and you can enter by calling Lawrence Pennington at 673-2138, Samantha Robertson at 919-0083, or Rick Matthews at 835-2681. The event will wrap up on Sunday, August the 7th, with the community church service presented by the SISTE FFA. Fairfield Memorial Hospital will bring their mobile mammography to Horizon Healthcare SISTE Medical Clinic on Saturday, August the 6th, with appointments beginning at 8 a.m. No physician order is needed for those who are over the age of 40, but it must have been at least 1 year since your last mammogram. Patients are asked to bring their insurance card, photo ID, and doctor's contact information. The event is for annual screening mammograms only, and individuals may contact FMH's Diagnostic Imaging Department at 847-8249 to secure an appointment with one of FMH's skilled technologists. Walk-ins are also welcome until 11 a.m. After 11 a.m., patients will be seen by appointment only. Horizon Healthcare System Medical Clinic is located at 413 Park Street. The 14th annual Wayne County Antique Tractor Drive will be held on Labor Day, Monday, September the 5th. All tractors that are model year 1992 or earlier are welcome to participate. The route will begin and end at Vaughn Equipment Incorporated, located at 908 South 1st Street in Fairfield. Planned tours during the drive include Junkyard Art by Pam I Am and Scarborough Trucking. Check-in will begin at 8 a.m. with a planned departure of 9 a.m. Pictures will be taken at the time of check-in. The driver meeting will begin promptly at 8:45. Recognition will be given for the most original unrestored tractor, oldest tractor, youngest driver, and the driver who traveled the furthest to be at the event. The oldest driver will be recognized with the Earl Smith Memorial Award. Registration is $20 per tractor if registered by August the 15th. After the 15th, registration is $30. Lunch is included with the registration fee, and drivers must be at least 15 years of age and have a valid driver's license in order to drive in this event. It's recommended that tractors be able to keep a 10-mile-per-hour pace during the drive. Other requirements, including an SMV sign and tow chain, are listed on the registration form. Details can be found at waynecfb.com/tractor-drive. There were 5.4 days suitable for field work during the week ending on July 31st. Statewide, the average temperature was 72.2 degrees, 2.5 degrees below normal. Precip averaged 1.43 inches, 0.59 inches above normal. Topsoil moisture supply was rated 3% very short, 23% short, 61% adequate, and 13% surplus. Subsoil moisture supply was rated at 6% very short, 19% short, 64% adequate, and 11% surplus. Corn silking reached 91% compared to the 5-year average of 90%, and corn dough reached 31% compared to the 5-year average of 42%. Corn condition was rated at 2% very poor, 6% poor, 18% fair, 52% good, and 22% excellent. Soybeans blooming reached 76% compared to the 5-year average of 81%. Soybeans setting pods reached 37%. The 5-year average is 51%. Soybean condition was rated at 1% very poor, 3% poor, 28% fair, 49% good, and 19% excellent. The Illinois Department of Revenue announced a state sales tax holiday for certain school clothing and school-related items for back-to-school expenses. The state sales tax holiday is a 10-day period during which consumers can purchase certain clothing and school-related items and pay sales tax at a reduced rate. The state's portion of the sales tax due throughout the holiday is reduced by 5%, from 6.25% to 1.25%. Items include qualifying clothing and footwear with a retail selling price of less than $125 per item and certain school supplies used by students in the course of study. School supplies are not subject to the $125 threshold, and the sales tax holiday starts on Friday and runs through August 14th. The river stages as of this morning. The Little Wabash east of Fairfield stands at 26.44 feet above the 17-foot flood stage. Meanwhile, school at work at Wayne City has a reading of 7.78 feet. Its flood stage is 15 foot. The Little Wabash Wolseley City is at 20.98 feet above its 18-foot flood stage. And elsewhere in the region, Bumpo Creek at Browns reads 16.7 feet. The Little Wabash at Main Street in Carmine, 27.56 feet. And the Wabash River at Mount Carmel sits at 8.99 feet. Today's crude oil price is $87.42, down $2.47 from yesterday. The September crude oil price is $93.18, down 13 cents from yesterday morning. And as a look at news, area deaths are...
At Frank and Bright Funeral Home, our family is here to serve yours with kindness, personalized service, and honesty. From unique planning choices, including a traditional funeral with burial or cremation, to a contemporary celebration of life, or just a simple gathering, Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora will support your choices with meaningful ideas, attention to detail, and a promise of value. For 85 years, Frank and Bright Funeral Home, Flora.
Finding the right specialist for your orthopedic needs just got easier. Wabash General Hospital offers non-surgical and conservative treatments, including physical therapy, as well as minimally invasive surgeries, like total joint replacement or tendon repair. Also spinal conditions, herniated discs, and scoliosis. Wabash General Hospital is committed to combining passion and knowledge to heal. Call today, 618-263-6400. That's 618-263-6400.
It is currently 86 degrees in Fairfield. It's time now for the Stock Market Report, brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones representative, located at 101 East Delaware Street in Fairfield. The Dow is at 32,740, up 344 points. The NASDAQ is at 12,606, up 257 points. The current price of crude oil is at $87.42 per barrel, unchanged from this morning. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Eli Grimes.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nell's Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nell's Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. Kenneth Kinney, Michael Sullivan, 66 of McClaysboro, died on Thursday, July the 28th. A memorial service will be held on Wednesday, August the 3rd at 7 p.m. at Gilson Funeral Home in McClaysboro. Visitation will be from 6 p.m. until time of the service at the funeral home. Marjorie Ella Ward, 76 of Calvin, died on Friday, July 29th. Her remains were cremated, and a visitation will be held from 5 until 7 p.m. on Wednesday, August the 3rd, at Cook Funeral Chapel in Grayville. Linda Marie Bissy Thomas, 76 of Louisville, died on Saturday, July 30th. Funeral will be held at 6 p.m. on Thursday, August the 4th, at Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora. Visitation will be from 4 until 6 p.m. on Thursday at the funeral home. A private interment will take place in Clay City Cemetery. Marjorie E. Thompson, 96 of Clay City, died on Thursday, July the 28th. Funeral services will be held at 10 a.m. on Thursday, August the 4th, at Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora. Interment will follow in Rust Cemetery. Visitation will be from 6 until 8 p.m. on Wednesday at the funeral home. Martha Lou Voppel Wolford, 77, of Carmi, died on Tuesday, August the 2nd. Visitation and funeral will be held on Thursday, August the 4th, at Cook Funeral Chapel in Carmi. Visitation is at 10 a.m., followed by the funeral at 11. Burial will be in Big Prairie Cemetery near Carmi. Penny Lassiter Lee of El Dorado died on Thursday, July the 26th. Funeral services will be held on Friday, August the 5th, at the First United Methodist Church in McLeansboro, with visitation to be held from 10 a.m. until time of the service at noon. Charles L. Jumbo Gwaltney, 94, of Carmi, died on Monday, August the 1st. Visitation and funeral will be held on Friday, August the 5th, at Cook Funeral Chapel in Carmi. Visitation is from 10 a.m. until noon. Funeral is at noon. Burial with military honors will be held at Little Zion Cemetery in Mill Shoals Township. Gerald Lee Harve Harvey, 78, of Chillicothe, died on Saturday, July 16th. Cremation rites were accorded, and a graveside ceremony with military honors will be held at Green Hill Cemetery, south of Noble, on Saturday, August the 6th, beginning at 11 a.m. A luncheon will be held following the graveside ceremony at the Winans Liberty Church in Noble, Illinois. Danny Lee Young, age 63, formerly of Flora, died on Saturday, July the 23rd. Services will be held at a later date. And as a reminder, we update our obituaries as well as a full list of survivors on our website at WFIWradio.com. Again, today's WFIW, WOKC local area weather forecast is calling for sunny skies with a high near 92. I'm Jeremy Smith, reporting the news.
Are you suffering from hormone imbalance symptoms like fatigue, night sweats, hot flashes, decreased sex drive, and weight gain? Asbury & Associates now offers BioT, bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. Nurse practitioner Melissa Kaufman is a BioT certified provider. Melissa will review your lab results and develop a personalized care plan. Here's Melissa to tell you how the procedure works.
BioT is patient-specific pellets, which contains testosterone or estrogen, and they're placed under the skin and release a continuous stream of hormones. These pellets dissolve and are absorbed into the body. About 6 weeks after women's first pellets, we check hormones by drawing some labs. And once we find the best dose, labs are checked yearly. Women typically require pelleting every 3 months to maintain optimal results.
BioT is a simple in-office procedure. Call Asbury & Associates to schedule an appointment. 618-244-4800.
Other banks go out of their way to make redeeming credit card rewards needlessly complicated. Like how they require minimums, or force you to use your rewards before reaching some arbitrary expiration date. But Discover isn't like that. With Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash, in any amount, at any time. So you'll never have to jump through hoops. Unless you're like a trapezist, then, by all means, go right ahead. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
Time to take a look at your WFIW WOKZ Wednesday sportscast. Legendary baseball announcer Vin Scully is dead at the age of 94. The Los Angeles Dodgers announced the news on Twitter Tuesday night. Scully's broadcasting career spanned nearly 70 years, and he became one of the sport's most iconic voices. His tenure with the Dodgers started in the late 1950s and lasted until his retirement after the 2016 season. Team president and CEO Stan Kasten called Scully a giant of a man, both as a broadcaster and humanitarian. The San Diego Padres have pulled off a blockbuster trade at the deadline, acquiring outfielder Juan Soto in an 8-player deal. Soto, a World Series champion with a batting title, a home run derby victory, and 2 All-Star honors to his resume in his first 5 years in Major League Baseball, is headed to the Padres along with first baseman Josh Bell from the Nationals. Washington received minor leaguers Robert Hassel, James Wood, and Harlan Susana in the deal. The Nationals also acquired first baseman Luke Voit, left-handed pitcher Mackenzie Gore, and shortstop C.J. Abrams. The Yankees continue to make improvements to their outfield. New York has acquired outfielder Harrison Bader from the St. Louis Cardinals in exchange for left-handed pitcher Jordan Montgomery. The Yanks are also receiving a player to be named later or cash considerations from St. Louis. Bader is a former Gold Glove winner and New York native that is hitting .256 with 5 home runs and 21 RBIs this season. The 28-year-old is currently on the injured list with plantar fasciitis in his right foot. New York also dealt outfielder Joey Gallo to the Dodgers for minor league pitcher Clayton Beter. The NFL is punishing the Miami Dolphins after a 6-month investigation revealed the team violated league rules by having impermissible communications with quarterback Tom Brady starting in 2019. As a result, the Dolphins will forfeit the club's first-round pick in the 2023 NFL Draft and a third-round selection in the 2024 Draft. Team owner Stephen Ross is also suspended through October 17th of this year. He's removed from all league committees indefinitely and is being fined $1.5 million. The investigation also revealed the team didn't intentionally lose games in 2019 to improve its draft position. The Phillies were among the most active teams at the MLB trade deadline. Philadelphia acquired pitcher Noah Syndergaard and outfielder Brandon Marsh in a pair of trade with the Angels. The Phillies sent back minor league outfielders Mickey Moniak and Jaidel Sanchez for Syndergaard and dealt minor league catcher Logan O'Hoff for Marsh. Philadelphia also flipped minor league pitcher Ben Brown to the Cubs for relief pitcher David Robertson. To make room on the roster, the Phillies designated reliever Yuri Familia and outfielder Odubel Herrera for assignment. Here's a look at the scores from yesterday. In MLB, the St. Louis Cardinals defeated the Chicago Cubs 6-0. The Mariners downed the Yankees 8-6. The Blue Jays over the Tampa Bay Rays 3-1. The Tigers beat the Twins 5-3. The Orioles beat the Rangers 8-2. The Red Sox downed the Astros 2-1. The White Sox beat the Royals 9-2. The Angels beat the Athletics 3-1. The Padres swept the Rockies in a 2-game doubleheader, winning the first game 13-5 and the second game 3-2. The Reds defeated the Marlins 2-1. The Pirates over the Brewers 5-3. The Nationals beat the Mets 5-1. The Braves steamrolled the Phillies 13-1. The Dodgers beat the Giants 9-5. And the Diamondbacks over the Guardians 6-3. Here's the schedule for today. The Chicago Cubs are at the St. Louis Cardinals. You can listen to that game live on 105.9 WOKG Real Country. First pitch for the legendary rivalry is scheduled for 6:45 p.m. The Blue Jays are at the Rays. The Mariners are at the Yankees. The Tigers are at the Twins. The Orioles are at the Rangers. The Red Sox are at the Astros. The Royals travel to Chicago to take on the White Sox. The Athletics are going to Anaheim to take on the Angels. The Phillies are at Atlanta at the Braves. The Mets are at the Nationals. The Reds travel to Miami to take on the Marlins. The Brewers are at the Pirates. The Rockies go to San Diego to take on the Padres. The Dodgers are at the Giants. And the Diamondbacks are at the Guardians. That is a Wednesday check of sports.
I'm Kyler Gammon, and here's your classic hits WFIW 104.9 FM forecast. Today, sunny with a high near 92. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely, mostly cloudy with a low around 71. Thursday, showers and possibly a thunderstorm, the high near 82 degrees. Thursday night, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly cloudy with a low around 71. Friday, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly sunny with a high near 85 degrees.